This is series one, episode two, and this is dealing with how to get your second client. My podcasts are being brought to you by wonderful sponsor, WP Sapedia. These guys do wonderful work. They do hosting, security, also taking, give out monthly reports. Just really so great company. I'll put a lot of information with regards to them in the description. But I kind of want to get forth and talk about this conversation. It's something that comes up a lot when I speak to other fellow designers and developers. And what it centers around is, how do you get your second client? Most of us who are in the entrepreneur world, we turn around and securing our first client, usually we all have pretty much the same narrative. We just kind of fall into that client. But so once we decide, hey, we're going to take a hobby or we're going to take something that was a hustle and turn it into an actual job, how do we get that second client? A lot of times, and a lot of folks have told you about other traditional ways, but I'm going to mention something that has worked for me. All of these examples, and it's going to be three to be honest with you, is really short, free, or shall I say limited costs to you. And they've been very, very effective with regards to me growing my business. The first way that I found in growing or receiving or securing your second client was what I call the AT&T plan. And that's family and friends. That's going out and letting your family, letting your friends know exactly what you do for a living. When I first started, I went and told people, hey, I'm building websites. And at the time, that's all I was doing. I wasn't doing as much brand work. I was just really doing building websites. And so I told people. And what happened as a result of that was I was able to start expanding my market. So I was telling my family, my siblings, I was telling my parents, I told my cousins, nieces, and nephews, and told my friends, people that I'd met at college, people that I'd met in the business world, neighbors. I told a lot of people that, hey, I'm building websites, and I was passing out my business cards, and that was probably the only expense with regards. I had to go out and buy me some business cards. But I was telling people, and one of the things that happened was, I guess I'd been in business several months, and I was at church and I met a gentleman or heard a gentleman who said, hey, he was visiting our church and he happened to be from Pittsburgh, which is a city that I had previously lived in. And so after church, you know, I kind of walked up and introduced myself and was like, hey, you know, I'd lived in Pittsburgh and we kind of found out that we live relatively close to one another, similar areas of the city. And as we talked, I just kind of introduced myself and told him what I did and gave him a business card. And come to find out, he turned around and was heading up a youth organization, and they were looking for a web design. And, you know, we end up doing coffee the next day and wham, walked into a project. And not only did I walk into a project, but he was a part of several other organizations. And he quickly passed my information along to them. And about 10 years ago. And over that course of 10 years, he's probably been responsible for either introducing and or providing me with a contract on 10 projects. Just from simply introducing myself and letting him know that that's what I did for a living. So again, you really should take advantage of your own network. Let people know what you do. It's always incredibly intriguing to me when someone is like, do your parents know what you do? Do your siblings know what you do? Do your neighbors know what you do? And they're like, no, we really don't talk that much. This is a good reason to get out and talk, because you can really expand your network. And when folks say to me, well, they really don't need a website. They work for a company that's a 9-to-5. Yeah, that is true, but you never know what other outside interests they have, such as faith-based organizations, such as a service organization. that could probably use your services, whether it's building websites or graphic designs, whatever you do in the creative world or whatever you do in your entrepreneur world, you know, they could probably use some of your services. So don't feel, never feel, you know, funny about telling people what you do for a living. Second thing that I always tell individuals who are looking for that second client is go to your first client. They're your biggest adversary. You probably worked extremely hard. You probably jumped over a lot of hoops to make sure that that project was the best it could be. It's your first project. It's kind of like a baby that you're nurturing. And so feel free to go back to them and say, hey, you know, I'm available. I take and send out a email blast every quarter to my clients. And it's a very short one. Hey, I appreciate the opportunity and just wanted to let you know that if you know anyone else who might be looking for my services, that I'm available. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people think that if you don't say that words, those words, I'm available, then they don't really look to think that you're available. So you got to kind of let people know, hey, yeah, you know, I'm looking for work. I'm available. If you know someone who might need my services, you know, give me a call. I would love to take on another project. Your clients know you better than anyone else. And if your client is reaching out to a potential client to let them know that they've done business with you, that's going to be a great referral. I mean, that's probably going to be, you know, something that you can almost count on being a job for you, unless there's something else out there that could change the dynamics. You know, maybe it's economics or maybe it's a timing issue, or maybe it's something that, you know, maybe you've decided that you don't want to build certain types of websites or graphic designs or do content for certain types of areas. And that might be the reason why you don't get the project. But generally speaking, if a client goes to somebody else who could potentially be a client and let them know that you do great work, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be your second job. Third thing, and I think this is really, really underrated, is you got to get out and let people know who you are, whether it's going to commerce chambers, whether it's meetups, whether it's you organizing groups, whether it's whatever. You got to get out in front of people and let people know, hey, this is what I do. This is probably the most uncomfortable one because you have to get out in front of people that you don't know. And so sometimes public speaking can be a bit of a barrier for some of us, but this is a good reason why you should tell your family and your friends what you do for a living, because you probably will feel really comfortable. And that's where you can kind of sharpen up your skills with regards to your elevator speech. I used to practice it all the time. I remember I used to turn around and say, oh, I'm this digital, I make digital products for online. And, you know, I create this universal type of product. And I remember one of my really, really close friends said to me, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I says, well, I built websites. She's like, well, why don't you just say that? And so now when I'm in front of somebody and I'm really putting together my elevator speeches, usually that's when I say, hey, I create websites with a focus on brand development. And what we do is once we establish who your target audience is, we look to take those individuals and bring them to your websites for your services or your products. That's all I do. It's very simple, you know, and it's clear cut and to the point. And so I think if you focus on those three things, talking and letting people, your family and friends know what you do for a living, going back to your first client and letting them know that you're available and you're looking for work and you would seek out a second project, and making yourself a little bit more accessible with regards to meetups or chambers of commerce or anything that can promote what you do and look for potential clients is a really great thing. Now, I know a lot of people probably say, well, how come I didn't mention the obvious, job boards? Reason why I didn't mention job boards was they tend to be very, very tough. I know some people out there use job boards and they're very successful. Kudos to them. But generally speaking, when you get new into this, until you get really, really good at writing job boards and descriptions and proposals, those are tough ways to get a second job. And so they tend to get really, really frustrating. So I tend not to encourage people to do those. Another thing that a lot of people like to do is cold calling. Again, picking up the phone and introducing yourself and getting constant hangups can tend to make people very, very frustrated. And so that's another reason why I don't really encourage cold calling. Just like I don't encourage you walking around and knocking on small business door owners and passing out your business cards. They're trying to do business at the time that you're trying to do business. And so generally speaking, they're not trying to be rude, but they got to pay their bills. And so you're presenting an opportunity where you're taking money from them as opposed to them making money. And so don't really encourage that for your second choice. I know some people have a lot of success with job boards, with cold calling, with walking up and knocking on doors, and kudos again to them. But when I'm speaking to somebody and they're asking me, hey, how do I get my second job? Generally, I turn around and give them that bit of advice of make sure that everybody who knows you knows what you do so you can expand your network. Secondly, make sure you go to your first client and let them know that you're available. If somebody's looking for a website or love their website, you can put them in touch with you. And the third thing is make sure that you're available for the community. I hope this podcast was very helpful for a lot of you guys out there. I'm going to begin doing these once a week. And I look forward to it. And again, thanks for tuning in. This is Daniel at JDS Web Design. And you've been listening to the Morning Espresso.